All right, back with you here on this Thursday morning. Right at the bottom of the hour at 8:30 in studio, as promised, we have Bert Buckley and Tim Henry. Of course, Bert is the owner of the Clam Shack, and Tim, the owner of Knapp's Maintenance Service here in Attleboro. They are here, two of the members of the Rebecca Lynn Whitefield Foundation. Their Blue Pride Ball coming up in a couple of weeks. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning, Dominic.
Hey, boy, it's a long time since we've seen both of you, but you're always busy doing something, that's for sure.
So that work thing gets in the way.
Yeah, a little bit of work needs to get it. Yeah, exactly.
It's all about life.
You know, it's all about life. Yeah, you're going to be busy. I mean, you've been busy now for since last year. You guys have been busy doing this this fundraiser for Rebecca, for the whole committee as well. Tell us what's going on and how people can still get their tickets. There are still a few tickets still available.
There are. We have about, I believe, 80 or so left. So things have been brisk this year. I know Mike would like to extend to all of the people that are listening, especially the people that are on the committee and that help out every weekend, that are at Michael's house on Sundays and Thursday nights. He would, like to extend his thanks. We have a lot of wonderful committee members from the area. That come out every weekend, that give themselves and their time and their efforts to make Becky's Blue Pride Ball a wild success. We're in year number eight now. Things are rocking and rolling. And, like we said, I think we have about 80 tickets or so left. We're capped off at about 550 this year. Over at the Mansfield Holiday Inn, Saturday, April 9th. Come one, come all. Bring your dancing shoes and bring a wallet.
Yes,
exactly.
Lots of it.
A wallet, check anywhere you want. Now, Tim, you've been on this committee for a long time now as well, and you've seen it come. From when it was at the Elks, and now at the Mansfield, the Holiday Inn. And every year, it seems to get bigger and bigger. I know a couple of years ago, it was close to 600 or more thereabouts. I mean, it's just amazing how the people out there, come and help this organization.
Yeah, we get a lot of organizations, not just Attleboro, other communities that help us out. All this money that we raise for this ball, we all donate it to all back to charity events, anything to do with youth, high schools, stuff like that, goes towards scholarships to Tri-County, Bishop Fan, Attleboro High. We give back to the community.
All youth sports.
Youth sports. So when we plan this event, we try to, we help you, you help us. Uh-huh. And it's been working out. Mike does get frustrated, some of the communities and stuff. At the last minute, we get it in.
Yeah. It's hard to go out and you do the shuffle with everybody that's in the community, and you try to try to put your best foot forward. Uh-huh. But sometimes it's difficult to get out there and especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of there are worthy events and causes that are out there, so you're one of many trying to go get. Or garner support, and sometimes it's difficult.
Yeah, the funny thing you said, this is the eighth year, and as looking at your website, over $300,000 to all the different programs and organizations.
Yeah,
that's outstanding.
Yeah,
it really
that's
is.
To date right now, Mike gave me that information last night. It's $303,000.
Wow.
And that goes directly back to the community.
Right, the community.
Whether it's the youth sports events or organizations, football, baseball, basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We team up with various other organizations. We were just mentioning off air the Palooza event. Emmett Larkin the event in his memory. We could go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean there's so many events that the Whitefield Foundation sponsors, you know, because of the event that we have, you know, we're able to, you know, garner support for, you know, and, you know, Timmy was talking about, you know, other communities, you know, Tri-County, Bishop Feehan, even though Bishop Feehan's in Attleboro, there's a lot of kids from, you know, other communities, you know, that do get support from the Whitefield Foundation because of this event. So, right. You know, over $300,000 is, you know,
very
quite
impressive.
A significant amount that goes back into the community. And, you know, I'll be remiss in saying that the Rebecca Lynn Whitefield Foundation is a 501c3 charity organization. So anything and everything that you give of to the organization, it is tax deductible.
Right.
So,
all right, we're going to hold you on that for a second. We have our final update on the traffic out there on the roadways once again. Gina's back with us once again now. Gina?
Well, we're seeing some improvements on the highways, certainly 95 South. It's still heavy from Lonsdale Avenue, but that's not bad. Route 6 starting to thin out a little bit into downtown Providence. 146 is only back to about Admiral Street. I am seeing that there may be an accident here on 146 northbound. Looks like just before 116, I'm seeing some slow traffic. Looks like from right around the area of maybe Black Neck Hill. So certainly plenty of delays over there. As far as Attleboro, North Main, South Main, County, Thatcher, just some hustle and bustle. Route 1 busyness out of Attleboro, but no big deals. 95 northbound, a little slow still into Canton. The expressway is not quite full. We're heavy right out of Quincy. I don't see any accidents either. Now, there is a late-running crash on the Mass Pike, backing things up again through Natick, so we could see more delays there, even though things have thinned out. But 495 is heavy anyway, getting up into Hopkinton. Big struggles with the red line today, so use anything but that. Next report coming up tomorrow morning. I'm Gina Brown here, AM 1320 Traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks once again. Of course, Gina will be back with us tomorrow morning, starting at 6:15, as always. Bert Buckley and Tim Henry in studio with us. At this time, to talking about the Rebecca Lynn Whitefield Blue Pride Ball, you know, one thing that I've noticed last couple of years going to this event, most of the time, about 70-80% of the people, you know, everyone, you know, it's a great family-oriented event. Everybody knows who else, you know. You could, you know, you've got your tables there, and it's, you know, it's just a great event. I mean, people go in there, you come in there, you look through all the items. And it really is a fun atmosphere. I mean, it really is.
We laugh because I think half of Attleboro is in Mansfield that night.
Exactly. So yeah, really.
It's actually a nice event, Dominic.
It is.
Like you said, we do know a lot of people. There's, you know, we try to get more and more people, mm-hmm. different people in there every year, as far as, you know, to show them that what we can do. Mm. It's like I said, it's a charity event. You know, it goes back to the community and stuff like that. And, yeah, we do get a lot of people. You know, we're there the night before setting up. We're back there 9:30 the day of the event. And there's some nights, you know, some nights at the event, I don't get out of there till 1:30, 2 o'clock, you know.
It's a great event. It's a great night. It's a chance to bring your neighbors, your friends, you know, to, you know, and you see a lot of the, you know, the tables will be, you know, football tables and hockey tables and baseball tables. And, you know, it's that time of year where, you know, the football people are not necessarily together. Uh-huh. So they have, you know, they have the Whitehawks, they have two or three tables, and, you know, it's a night for them to get out. And, you know, the gymnastics crowd and the field hockey crowd and, you know, the Tri-County High School, soccer and Bishop Feehan and the basketball, and you get Bill Rooney and his people from Attleboro High School loading up tables, and you know it's a nice night out.
It's a nice casual meal.
Yeah, it's a casual night out. It's a great meal. Uh-huh. You know, there's bars, there's opportunities for You know, all of the silent auctions. You know, I mean, what are we, over 100 or close
there?
Yeah,
we're close to that. It's
so you have 100 auctions that you can, you know, you can bid on. We have, five or six live auctions.
Yeah. It goes from sporting bidding stuff, as far as Red Sox, Patriots tickets, packages. Goes from limos to events. Foxwoods, we got an event in from Foxwoods.
Yeah.
You know, we got, like Bert said, we got a lot of live auctions things. This year we got, you know, back the Peluso orthodontist.
For any of
those
people.
They were very generous on donating that. Yeah, you know,
that
Janice
last year
and
as well, yeah.
Chris Peluso and Dr. Peluso.
And all of those moms and dads that have children that are close to the, you know, braces age. I know, Timmy, you've been
I've been
blessed
down
there. I'm not there yet, but, you know, Dr. Peluso, you know, every year.
Every year, you know, he's never said no, which is good. He's in the community. He's in North Attleboro, too.
Yep.
He's got offices in both locations.
You have the Buzz Bus.
You know, then we got dinner, a gourmet dinner, you know, for 12 that, you know, we got someone, you know, that a professional cook that, you know, will come to your location and cook 12 dinners.
We have
from
the
soup to nuts.
We have the Leak House.
Yeah, we got the
Camp
Leak House.
Leak,
that
up in New Hampshire.
14.
Or is it Maine?
Maine, yeah.
Up in Maine.
Nice, gorgeous place. Yep. You know.
There's all sorts of things. You know, we were talking off air, Timmy. We were talking. The mayor has gracefully given of his time as well. The mayor has something that you can bid on for your children. It's for one child to mirror the mayor, to be the mayor for the day. To go over with the mayor and you know, learn about city government. Mm-hmm. And mayor, if you're listening, my kids are probably going to make me you know, bid on that one, because I'm sure James would love to be hanging around for
imagine
some
if
of
it's
that.
And you could pick whatever day it could be. I mean, imagine if we go Tuesday night right into city council meeting.
Exactly. We're
watching 3 or 4 hours of city council.
Yeah. I even said to Mike one day, once we found out we had that, I says, you know, I wouldn't mind doing that for an adult.
Yeah, really?
You know, for the experience that, you know, to see how much work is in to run a community like we got.
Timmy, it's 50, you know? It's 15 and under, Timmy. We lose.
But actually, it would be nice to have an adult doing something like that.
I think it's fabulous. I think
if you're listening, Mr. Mayor.
Did you have one
little
time,
suggestion?
Did you have one another event in the past being with a tour with Betty Poirier up at the State House?
Yeah, you know, you get those, and I don't, offhand, I don't remember, you know, what year or whatever, but you get those years, and you get those types of events, and I got to tell you, you know, I mean, whether it's Representative Poirier or, you know, Senator Ross or, you know, Senator Timmelty or any of the... you know, I mean, it's always great to have those types of, you know, raffle items, I guess, you know, go to the highest, but because it's great. And, you know, I mean, we were talking off air. How cool would that be to have your 9, 10, 12-year-old to go over to City Hall for a day, you know, and sit down and watch and listen and learn and see, you know, what the mayor is doing to run the city of Attleboro every day. I mean, that's, you know, you don't learn that over at the schools.
No, someday you might be able to put that in your resume.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, that's fabulous. I mean, you know, it's an immeasurable something to bid on that you just, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yes. All right, we have another update on the weather forecast. Once again, we've got Jim standing by once again. Jim?
Well, Don, we're starting to get a few glimpses of the sun out there this morning, which is good, but the difference between yesterday and today is similar cloud cover, but we've got a northeast wind, so it's only going to get to the upper 40s at best today, those northeast winds picking up. A little bit of rain tonight, and especially so tomorrow, but once again, we're going to warm up into the low 60s with breezy conditions. The good news, the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, upper 40s to near 50. Sunday, Easter, obviously, it looks like mid-50s with mainly sunny skies. More potent storms that are coming in on Monday of next week, rain. And believe it or not, that could end as some wet snow. That would be Monday, and that would be Monday night that we could end as a little bit of snow. And then it looks like windy and cool weather on Tuesday. Another chance of rain next Friday. So very changeable as we get close to the month of April.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. All right. Enjoy your rest of the day, and we'll talk to you in the morning.
All right. Talk to you then.
All right. All right. You know, and every year, you know, there's always great music and fun. This year is going to be a little different. You just have... you've got the DJ who's been, Hugh has been the last couple of years, he's been
Hugh,
there.
Yeah, Hugh Cabana is going to be the resident DJ. He's been with us from the inception, but Hugh's going to spin tunes all night long, so we're going to have the dance floor rocking and rolling.
Yeah, there's a couple things that we changed, yeah. But, you know...
trying to make it better every year.
Yeah, exactly, you know, which I like, you know, we do get some new faces in.
Yeah.
You know, to help out. You know, we need the, what we needed to help with is the donations, the sponsorships, stuff like that. You know, I try to go after the same people every year.
Uh-huh. And we'll make that public cry that we do need donations. We need
donations.
Do need corporate sponsor.
Yep.
You know, please visit, you know, the Facebook page, the Rebecca Lynn Whitefield Foundation. You can contact Timmy over at Knapp's. You can stop by the Clam Shack and see me. You know, there's a whole host of other ways to get a hold of us. But Facebook, I guess, is the more...
The Facebook,
the
you know...
The Facebook page is the easiest way.
This year, we actually did something different as far as tickets.
Yeah. Yep.
And it actually helps.
Yep.
If you go to Rebecca's webpage, we get a PayPal account.
Uh-huh.
You can go right through the PayPal account. Two people... get notified, you get a response right away,
right
back.
And you get your tickets, and it's fabulous. So, you know, I mean, from a sponsorship point of view or a raffle point of view,
you know,
we could always use more. Anybody that's in the community or any of the businesses locally.
Correct.
Would love to help out, we'd love to have you.
I would love, you know, Mike's, you know, talked to me last Sunday. He talks to me daily. I'd love to have a major sponsor for this event, you know, and moving forward, you know, it could go from 2,500 to 5,000. I would love to get a major sponsor for this event. Like Bert said, you know, to the day we do the event, we welcome all raffles and any sponsorship.
We're running
and
around.
You will
every day.
Be recognized yep. at the event.
Yep.
You know, we can't thank, you know, the people that actually donated baskets, liquor baskets, sports events, limo rides.
All the small businesses
all
in the
small
area
businesses,
that give us,
you know,
gift certificates and, you know.
If you can't give us a sponsor, give us a basket. You know, we're willing to take anything.
Yep.
You know, and people got to understand it's to help out the community.
Sure.
It you know we don't you know when someone sends us a letter, we view it and you know we move forward on it. We recognize everyone,
right.
What I'm trying to say.
And we have those, you know, at the ball itself. There's two rooms, Dominic, you've been there, so you know what we're talking about. You have two rooms filled with baskets from the community, silent auction items from the community, whether it's, from, you know, the family up the street, from the local business. You know, we will take any, you know, like Timmy was saying, you know, a liquor basket, wine baskets, you know,
even restaurant gift certificates,
gift cards.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well. Exactly.
Absolutely. They'll, you know, Timmy's got the Knapp's maintenance basket.
Yeah.
I have a Clam Shack basket that, you know, we try to, you know, you get the community involved. We package things together and you know, people. Hey, listen, I've been over at the Clam Shack on a daily basis. I get the people that come in with the gift cards and nothing does my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, it's the smile on my face when someone comes in with the Rebecca Lynn Whitefield, you know, gift certificate or gift card. It's amazing.
It works. Like I said, you know, if someone comes there April 9th and says they didn't see nothing they liked, it goes from house cleaning to restaurants to out yard, outside.
They don't find
yeah, exactly. Outside yard work.
Yeah.
Loom. 15 yards of loom.
Especially
Mr.
Now.
Dorrance donated.
Yeah,
right. You know, it really. Yeah. If someone, like I said, if someone comes there and said they didn't have nothing they liked, I'd be totally shocked.
Yeah, really.
You know, I mean, you have the car care things and you have.
Every year I give out two car cleanings. Yeah. I give out two window cleanings.
And I know a lot of people, including us, myself last year, my wife and I were bidding on the wood chips. I know.
Exactly.
I mean, a little bit of everything, inside, outside, whatever it is. You've got, like you said, if someone goes to this event and they don't find anything that they like, they're just not,
And
they're
if
not
you're,
looking, basically.
If you're a sports aficionado, there is a ton of stuff that's signed memorabilia. And then there is a ton of tickets, whether it's baseball, football, I know basketball. I don't know on the hockey thing, I think we're wrapping up, so we don't have a lot on the hockey aspect of things. But, you know, Revolution and, you know, the football tickets and the
concert
baseball.
Concert tickets. Country Fest.
Yeah, Country Fest.
You know, we got quite a few of them.
There's a ton. And mind you that you can buy Country Fest tickets. But you could buy Country Fest tickets from the Blue Pride Ball, and it's a donation, and it's a 501c3 event, and it's tax deductible.
Right.
So
your money is going right back to the community.
Right, and that's the thing that matters.
Speaking out of turn, but I think the Country Fest tickets is a package with tailgating.
Who doesn't like tailgate?
Wow. Yeah, I don't like to promote that, but you know,
no, but
it's
that's
actually
worth it right
event,
there.
Sure.
That's worth it right there.
But like I said, we can go to you if someone wants tickets or someone wants to donate something, you can go to Rebecca's Facebook page or her webpage, and you can contact us that way. And the other way is contact Mike directly.
Yeah.
And his phone number is 508-965-6108, and you can contact him directly and discuss anything with him. And like Bert said, you can stop by his establishment or my establishment. Mm-hmm. You know, we got people there all the time.
And we'll take care of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't, you know, I just got a text. The Country Fest, it's a sold out event, and we have tickets.
Yep.
And then the other way, you can go to the Facebook page, and you have Rachel Hodson's name.
Yeah, Rachel is pretty much overseeing a lot of that stuff this year, and she's doing a good job of it. And like I said, there's 75 to 80 tickets left. That's all we have.
Nice job,
for
Rachel.
The event.
Hello, guys. Hi, Bert.
How are you, sir?
I want to offer an auction item for the night. And if you win the auction, you get to spend 15 minutes on my show. If you lose the auction, you have to spend an hour.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
that's really good.
There's incentive to win.
There you go. Now, did they have to bring peanut butter for you?
Yes.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
There you go.
But really, if you haven't got tickets yet, I suggest you get them. It's a good event. It's very stressful for a lot of the committee people that are on it, you know, like.
But
like
we'd
Bert
love
said,
to see you.
There's like 100 people on this committee, you know, tonight being at Mike's house at 6:30, it's going to be very stressful because we're getting down to the wire.
Yeah.
Starting, I think next Tuesday, we're going to be making Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays.
So anybody that's out in that community
exactly.
that has, you know, that would like to help out, that wants to donate something or you know,
come on.
Lend a hand, we'd love to have you.
Come on over to 55 Pioneer Circle. Mm-hmm. That's Mike's residence. And
6:30 p.m.
Yep, 6:30 Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Like I said, starting next week, it's going to be most likely going to be Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Sunday at 4 o'clock. Thursdays, 6:30.
If you have something that you would like to donate, whether it's a small business or you know, you just have something that you would like to donate to raffle,
yeah.
You can stop by Knapp's Maintenance, South Main Street.
280
South Main Street. Or you can swing by the Clam Shack, 1282 Park Street. Come on by. Drop something off. I'm there most days and nights. So.
And if you can't get it there?
Yep. We'll
call
come and
us.
Get it.
Uh-huh. Right. We'll come and get it.
Absolutely. I know you guys actually been to people's residence out there. You
absolutely.
Will go out there.
Exactly.
We go out and get anything. Absolutely.
Like if we start meeting next Tuesday, which I think we are, Mike will have a list for the younger couples or the younger kids, and that's what we would do. Give them a list and go and direct them of where they got to go and get them.
Now, as you're going through this every year now, when do you really start up? I mean, do you start like right after this
week? We start the week. Well, actually, Mike takes a week off because we allow him.
Yeah. Actually, this year we started early
because
the girls that, you know, work out on the committee and stuff, they actually wanted us to start early this year. And I kind of looked at them weird, but, you know.
I don't think we ever stop, so to speak, because, you know, and Dominic, you know Michael, I mean, you know, once you start and once you're in, you know, doing this type of thing, you know, Mike, you know, Timmy, myself, we're all good friends and we're a tight-knit bunch and... But I don't think we ever stop because there's always something that we're doing. And if it's not our time, you know, if it's not the Whitefield ball or, you know, the tournaments that we have throughout the year, then, you know, somebody else is having something. And the Whitefield Foundation likes to, you know, get involved or donate. So there's always something.
We interact with other
you know,
organizations.
We have events, you know, we have, you know, the cornhole event in the summertime. Mm-hmm. We sponsor a field hockey clinic for the younger youth over at the high school. So there's always something.
Something going on
that
all the time.
The foundation is involved in. So I don't really necessarily think that we ever... Stop.
Never
I would
stop.
Say usually we get around, you know, just before, just after Christmas, and all of a sudden it's, you're not talking, there's something that, there's that little light bulb that goes on in your head, you know, okay, we have, you know, we got to do this, or we got to
do
that.
So during
the
year, if people have, you know, things they want to donate, all they have to do is just contact you, even if it's during the summer or something like that.
Mike's got a half a house full of things that we will pick up throughout the year, and you know, whether it's, you know, spring, summer, winter, or fall, he, you know.
I joke with him because, you know, Sunday, he, you know, the girls asked him for something. He says, no, I don't think I have that. And he goes upstairs and here he comes with it.
Yeah.
And I says,
and then he comes down with
where'd
three.
You pull that from? And he says, someone donated it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, but to answer your question, Dominic, we started the, you know, as far as the ball, planting the ball, it was in January this year. And, you know, when we start getting the, right after Christmas, like Bert said, we start getting the emails from them. Okay, now we got to stop moving. Now it's getting hectic now as far as, you know, getting emails every day. That's how a lot of us communicate between texting and emailing all day long.
You get an email once a week or, you know, like every 10 days. And
now
you're
like, every 10 seconds.
Like 3 weeks away and it's like every 14 minutes, you know, you're getting something.
But that's how we got to communicate, you know. I hate to say it that way. You know, we all own businesses and we all work professional jobs and stuff. But that, you know.
Everybody's got something
that's
to
our
do.
Life.
So.
Yeah. It's, you know.
But we have a ball. The Sunday meetings are a good time. We, you know, it is a stressful time of year, but it is it's fun. It's great to see. You know, the girls will sit at the table and they'll pull out the book and they'll flip through. You know, we got this, we got that, we got this, and it just, you know, Timmy will attest. You know. Usually some of us guys, you know, like myself, where we don't necessarily do that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. You sit back and you're in awe because there's a book full of stuff.